Nakala, good evening. My name is Jay. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Research. We're just conducting a survey. We would like to respond to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay, and is your zip code 55406?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me, is the year of your birth 1962?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
African American.
Okay, thank you now. Moving on. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I completed
some college.
I completed some college.
Some college, okay, but not a degree. And just for statistical purpose only, ma'am, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? How do you consider yourself?
Democrat.
A Democrat. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. Okay. And thinking about that direction of your community, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the community is headed?
I'll say somewhat satisfied.
So, somewhat satisfied? Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. There is no right or wrong answers, okay? Your opinion matters. And if you don't feel like sharing your opinion or have no opinion, you let me know so we can move on. Now, the next one. Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year? Much worse, somewhat worse, stay the same, or somewhat better?
I would think somewhat better.
Somewhat better. This is getting positive, right? Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Okay, please select the top three, the most important to you. Okay, I'm going to read the list real quick, and if you have something on your own, you let me know. The rising cost of living, the criminal justice and police reform, the protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality health care, access to good jobs, affordable quality housing, public safety, including gun violence, reducing racism and discrimination, access to quality education, reproductive or maternal health, climate change or environment, or none of the above. But the three most important to you right now, just for the sake of a bargain.
And I can only choose one?
No, three. You can choose the three most important to you. Yes.
I would say the cost of living, health care, and public safety.
And public safety, okay. Let me just a moment. Public safety and health care, affordable quality health care. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, moving on. What initiative would you make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safer. The first one. Decrease police presence. Alternative first responder to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Increase police presence. Increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Community-led violence prevention initiatives. Increase gun control statewide, or none of the above. What makes you feel safer in your community? Can you pick three?
I would say increase police presence.
The police? Police presence,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Increasing the control of gun control.
The gun control, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
increase drug control, more employment opportunities, increase the gun control statewide. There's community-led violence prevention initiatives, That's another one. The other one is more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, or increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, or alternative first response to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. You can pick one more.
I'd say the increase for
drug control and rehabilitation efforts.
Yeah.
Of that one, or the community-led violence prevention initiatives. So which one?
I think the other one.
The increased drug control. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Now, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Now, please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. Now, as I read them along, you can stop me, okay, when one of the three that you want to pick, and then we can continue. Now, the community engagement and cooperation, emergency response services, neighborhood watch initiatives, gun control
watch.
Measures, neighborhood
yeah.
watch,
Neighbor,
okay.
Neighborhood
gun,
watch.
Yes, ma'am. I got that one. Gun control measures, law enforcement programs, support for victims of a crime, drug
yes.
and substance abuse
that
prevention,
one.
That one. Okay.
Drug support for,
The one I pick is support for victims of a crime. Okay. And the next one is drug and substance abuse prevention, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, juvenile justice programs, and mental health support services. You can pick one more.
Mental health services.
The services. Thank you, ma'am. And now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Now, which of the following do you believe will work in your community? You can select up to three, okay, ma'am? Three initiatives that you believe that will work best in your community. The first initiative, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, diversifying police ranks, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, culturally specific community healing practices, or funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, if you have to pick three of the initiatives.
Okay.
That you think it will work.
The community violence prevention.
Okay. Yeah, the funding to support families and victims of community and police violence, correct?
Yes.
You can pick two more. Culturally specific community healing practice, reducing traffic stop for non-emergency violations.
Yes,
diversifying that one. Okay.
Yes.
And diversifying police ranks, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, or increasing civilian. That one? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Now, I do appreciate your patience. Now, what aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? You can select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community, okay? Now, stop me when you heard the ones that are important to you. Now, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, access to technology, parental involvement and support, access to educational resources, or Black-centered curriculum, or special education programs, quality of teachers, school safety and security, a diverse range of affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, and diversity of teachers, or robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development. Can you pick three of those initiatives?
Whew, boy, a lot of those are important. I would say first the special education.
Okay. Special education programs. Okay.
Yes. I'm trying to remember what the other word that I heard that I thought were, I would like to see more diversity in teaching, you know.
Okay, there's a quality of teachers, a school safety, a diverse range of free or affordable, diversity of teachers. Okay, here's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you got access to technology. That's another one. Parental involvement and support.
Yes, parental involvement.
Okay.
Parental involvement, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on real quick. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statements? Now, there are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
I strongly agree. I don't think there's enough.
Okay. And which initiatives or programs do you think will be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Okay. I'm going to read a list, and you can select up to three most helpful. Okay. You can stop me when you hear up to three. Now, walk-in counseling centers at school. Access to culturally affirming curriculum. Mentorship programs. Promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Access to quality after-school programs. Suicide intervention programs. School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. So can you pick three?
Yes.
Do you think it would be helpful to students?
I think the mentoring and the mentoring program. One.
Okay.
Yes. The other one was, can you read them again?
Yeah, of course. Walking counseling centers at school, access to culturally affirming curriculum, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers.
Yeah. That one, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Access to quality after-school programs.
Yeah.
Suicide, that one too, okay.
Yeah.
Suicide intervention programs and school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Okay, so we picked the three of the ones. Now, here's a definition for the term restorative justice. Now, justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Now, the question is, do you support or oppose promoting this type of justice, restorative justice programs in schools? You strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
I strongly support it. I would like to see them, you know, get some help, you know, instead of just, you know, putting them in jail and, you know.
Understood. Now, school resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Now, do you support or oppose the school resource officers at Minnesota schools?
Ooh, man,
strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I somewhat support. I think they need to do some things with it, rework it, you know. So,
understood.
Yeah.
Somewhat support. Okay. That, do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as chokeholds on students? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose that.
Okay, and do you agree or disagree with the following statements? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students in other races, of other races, I'm sorry. Do you strongly agree with that statement?
I strongly agree.
Somewhat agree? Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to two options that it will help the most. The first one, help studying or maintaining a business. Financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. Help acquiring valuable job skills or debt reduction. support building a strong professional network, ability to build an investment portfolio, more opportunity to promotions and raises. If you have to pick two that you think it will help the most to make you feel economically secure.
Oh boy, those are some tough ones. I think, what was number two?
Financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, like education.
Yes.
When it comes to that one.
Yes.
Help acquiring valuable job skills, debt reduction, support building a strong professional network, ability to build an investment portfolio, or more opportunity to that one. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Now, which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? You can select up to two options, okay, man? That will help the most. Increase food assistance programs, subsidize public transportation, increase rental assistance programs, increase homeownership programs, universal basic income, universal health care, increase income-based housing programs, increase statewide subsidized housing. If you have to pick two, that will make you feel most helpful.
I think the one for housing.
Okay, that was the, let me see, increased income-based housing programs or increased statewide subsidized housing. You can select two, you know. Or which one of those two you want to pick?
I think it was the first one you said.
Increased income-based housing program. You still got one more. Universal health care. Universal basic income. Increased ownership program. Yes, sir?
I'm sorry, because I had an alarm go off on my phone, so I couldn't hear you, and I had to stop the alarm.
That's the case. Let me read it real quick, so you can select one more, okay, ma'am? Increased food assistance programs. Subsidized public transportation. Increase rental assistance programs, increase home ownership programs, universal basic income, the universal health care. Can you pick one more out of those two?
Homeowners assistance.
Those homeowner assistance programs. Thank you, ma'am. Continue. Now, which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? You can select up to three traits that are most important to you, okay? Now, the first one, and stop me when you hear the right one. Affordable housing options, access to park or natural spaces, convenient public transportation options, friendly and supportive neighbors, safe and secure surroundings, employment opportunities near, that one, okay?
Yeah.
Employment opportunities nearby, walkability, and neighbors who like me, neighbors who look like me, and access to good schools. So you can pick two more.
I'd say access to good schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember.
Affordable housing options, access to park or natural spaces, you know, when it comes to your neighborhood, where you look for it. Convenient public transportation, friendly and supportive neighbors, employment opportunities nearby, walkability, or neighbors who look like me. You can pick one more, or two more.
I'll say neighbors who look like me, and public or employment that's near.
Employment opportunities nearby?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And this is just a bit of the community, believe me. Now, which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? You can select up to two most helpful initiatives, okay? Now, stop me when you hear the right one. Now, teaching people about home ownership or setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home or making houses more energy efficiency to save on utilities, or building more middle and low-income housing, or giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, or repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. You can pick two that would be most helpful.
Okay. What was the first one?
Teaching people about home ownership. That was the very first one.
Yeah.
The second, that one, okay.
Yes.
Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. That's another one. Making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities.
Yes, that one.
That one? Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
You're married. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. This is just for statistical purpose only. Now, including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? One, two, three, four, five, or six or more?
Three
people. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired?
Part-time.
Part-time. Thank you. Now, were you born in the United States or another country?
Nope. United States.
The United States. Okay. And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Nope. United States.
Both of your parents on the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president? Or you were not able to vote? Or did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump?
Yes.
Someone else?
No, Biden.
Mr. Biden. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Okay. Suburban, urban. Okay, thank you. Now, last year, that was 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. 25,000 to 44,000. What's your estimate?
I think 85,000 to 99,000. No, I'm thinking we were around the 45-50 range, I think.
Okay, 45 to 54? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, this concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.